It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. A lot of interesting pieces there from Sal Capaccio, who is covering the NFL owners' meetings down in Palm Beach, Florida. Before we get to any of that, though, UB women head coach Becky Burch has been on the show a number of times this season. They've had a wonderful season, 20-plus wins this year. They're in the NIT. They're still in the NIT following their win against Rutgers yesterday at home, 71-64. And with that, we go to the Western Hotline as head coach Becky Burch joins the show. Coach, congratulations on the continued run this season.
Thank you. It's been really exciting, and we're happy to keep it going.
And on that, I mean, you've had some exciting games. The first one against UMass goes to overtime. You guys were down yesterday at half. It's been a wild ride. Those two games, by the way, as well, were at home, and now you guys are in the Fab Four. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been really, really just cool to see our team just fight and battle and play some different teams from some different conferences and ultimately be 3-0 so far in this tournament. So, yeah, it's been really fun and exciting. And obviously the city and our fan base have been excited with us. So it's been awesome.
So it is the NIT. It's the longest postseason run the UB women's program has had, I believe, since 2018 when they went to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. Was there at any point with this group that you guys have a little bit of bitterness of not making the NCAA tournament? It was such a successful regular season. Again, 20-plus wins, and you guys had historic beginnings to that season. Or was this just right away, no, let's go win this. Let's go try to get a championship here in Buffalo?
Yeah, I wouldn't say bitterness. Obviously, disappointment. You want to play in the NCAA tournament. That's your goal every year. And, you know, that's priority number one, is to make sure you put yourself in a position to play in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, if you don't get into that, there's so much good basketball still to be played, including the WNIT. And so, you know, I think you could argue it's a WNIT championship or a first-round exit in the NCAA tournament. You know, what would you rather have? I think people would probably be split on that. So it's a big deal that we're in the Fab Four of this tournament, and something that we're thankful for and appreciative of, and no letdown once this tournament started. It was full speed ahead. Like, let's try to still go win a championship, and hopefully here in about a week we can say we did that.
Here's to hoping, absolutely, Coach. And also, being able to play in front of the home crowd yesterday and having that passion there, what was the emotions like for the team as you guys had to scrape back a little bit and then dominate in the fourth quarter?
our fans and the home court environment yesterday was absolutely nuts. And it's been like that all year for us. It's our support this year. And, you know, obviously our winning ways these last couple of years have made people come out and be excited about our team. And yesterday it was truly the difference. You know, even in our game against UMass when we were able to host, it was the difference. And the city of Buffalo has shown up for us, and we're so appreciative of that. But the fan support has been a huge factor. And I think you could ask the visiting teams and you could ask our team in terms of just how much it's meant to us. So it's been incredible. We're so thankful. We're so appreciative. And hopefully another opportunity to host another game this week is the news that we get. And that's what we're hoping for, because it does make such a big difference.
That was going to be one of my questions, Coach, as well. It's either Purdue Fort Wayne or Cleveland State. I was wondering if there was still a chance we get another game at Alumni Arena. I wanted to go yesterday. I saw head coach of the football team, Pete Lembo, went. I'm like, I should have went. I knew I should have gone. My afternoon had opened up and I didn't, and that's my bad. It's totally Derek's holding up his hand. I am at fault for this. It is his fault.
We had some plans, so I'm at fault. So I do apologize for both of us here.
No worries. And if we get the host, you can make it up by coming to the next one. So there is definitely a chance we get the host. And so if we do, hopefully we can break the other night's record of attendance and keep pushing forward in this tournament, because with the help from you guys and everybody in the community who's been so great.
And so on tonight, I mean, when it comes to these matchups, especially these basketball tournaments, it is between Purdue, Fort Wayne, or Cleveland State. Do you and your coaching staff, I'm not going to, you know, ask if you guys have any rooting interest, but are you guys kind of locked in all together watching the game at 7, or is it more you wait to see who wins and then you go to the tape?
No, we were prepping for both ways, you know, so whoever wins, we will be fully prepared for, and then we'll just clean up that last game and make sure we're ready for it. So, we're ready for whoever wins. Both assistants are already working on their scouts and hopefully finishing those up today. And so we're prepared nonetheless.
And then, Coach, one last thing for me, just on this run, at what point did it stop kind of just being like it's postseason basketball, and does it kind of turn the page to let's go win a championship here, let's go hang a banner, let's bring a trophy into Alumni Arena? Because the Fab Four, of course, but, you know, whenever I listen to college basketball, or it's always based off of Final Four appearances, right? And this is in that same vein. At this point, does it become, you know, it's not just nice to be here, let's go win this thing?
Oh, 100%. I think, you know, that first game, you're like, okay, let's see what we can do in this tournament. Let's see if we can win the first one. You know, you win the second one, now you can start to smell it. You win the Elite Eight game, now you're like, okay, championship is within our reach. And that's what we've talked about. And you know, winning yesterday, it's just like, you don't come this far to come this far. So I think we're at the point now for sure, being one of the final four teams left, that we believe we can win a championship, and just makes them more excited to come to practice every day, because it's been a long season. You know, it's been a really, really long season. And, you know, just to keep them focused, I think that's really, really cool that they could win a championship.
Not just win a championship. One of the fascinations with college athletics is there are not many teams that get to go out on a win. And being in the NIT here, it gives you an opportunity to go out on top and be able to go out with a win. What would that be able to feel like, having something genuinely rare within college athletics?
It would be incredible. I think this is still a really prestigious tournament and still really, really good for our program and our university. And we don't do anything not to win. So no matter what tournament we would be in, we'd be excited to have an opportunity to win a championship, and something that these players can say they did, and nobody can take that from them. And I think that's the important thing.
Coach, actually, I lied. I do have one other thing that I want to bring up, because I'm a stickler for free throws. This is coming from somebody that cannot shoot a basketball. So, like, there is something there. But I am always impressed when I see a team stat of like above 85% shooting free throws. You guys were 90% yesterday, scoring 29 in the fourth quarter. The closing speed that team showed yesterday, I think, is so, so impressive.
Yeah, no, we stepped up and knocked them down when we needed to, and we live at the free throw line. So if we don't knock those down, those are points we're giving away. And we made sure that we stepped up. We've really been shooting a ton of free throws this week, knowing that we could be aggressive against Rutgers. And so I'm happy that it showed on the stat sheet for us.
Absolutely. Coach, good luck the rest of the way. We'll be watching to see who wins tonight, Purdue, Fort Wayne, Cleveland State, to see if we can have another game at Alumni Arena. But even if we don't, you guys are in the Fab Four. It's unbelievable. Congratulations on this run.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
That was UB Women's Head Coach Becky Burke there on the West Her Hotline. And speaking of the free throw line and kind of living and dying by that, if anyone watched the men's tournament, Florida, Texas Tech, mm-hmm. Florida wins that game 84-79, partially because Texas Tech threw it away, by not making the free throws. Oh. They ultimately go from the line 7 of 13, good for 53.8%. Florida, 25-27, 92.6%. And we mentioned it there. UB, the best quarter of basketball point-wise was ridiculous. 29 points, and they were doing a lot of that, as Coach Burke said, from the free throw line. That shows a good team that can close out games.
You're drawing a chance to get points off of tough D, maybe too tough of D, maybe sometimes not.
Yeah.
Either way, if you're hitting 90% of your free throws, that's
a boon
for success.
It's how you win games. Yeah.
Because they're called free throws. You get them uncontested for free. You had to earn them, so I don't know why they're called free throws. You did have to earn them, but...
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They're still there.
There's nothing. They're points
for you to just acquire.
There's nothing that kills me more watching basketball. I don't watch a ton of NBA until the playoffs. I watch a lot of college basketball than having a guard walk up to the free throw line and I see their free throw percentage is like in the 70s. I'm like, what are you doing? Come on, man. Like, you're not Shaq. That's one thing. I get it. 7 foot tall guy. I get it. Whatever. 6'1", you got to hit those. And UB did it at a really good pop. On the NCAA tournament, though, we spoke of the men's thing. I do want to bring this up. All 4-1 seeds to the Final Four, just the second time ever since we've gotten to this modern bracket, I believe 84, 85. And it's been chalky. Sal mentioned I'm a huge college basketball junkie. I love good basketball. I like when the good teams actually do have great seasons.
But this
is too much
one seeds for you?
This is too much one seeds for me, yeah. Because I thought Auburn was playing bad at the end of the year. They lost three of their last four. Mm-hmm. They didn't look particularly good, and then they went on a run. Duke is considered almost historically great, depending on who you ask. Houston has been here forever.
Florida's
awesome.
There's a narrative that is forming, and we do have to be careful about this, of like, is NIL and the transfer portal killing college basketball? The problem with that narrative is this is the first time this happened since, what, 2008?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
So I pointed out how 07 was one of the most boring tournaments. When it came to it was too chalky, and 08 did the same thing. I don't think there was any problems with complaining about it back then. So it has to be a trend. It has to stick around in order for there to be a real problem with NIL and transfer portal for that to be an issue.
Yeah.
The other thing is that in the women's tournament for the NCAA, the same thing has happened. Not the same exact thing, but like ones, twos, and there's this 1-3 seed in there. So...
I also would like to point out that when we did have a really aggressively different seeded Final Four wasn't watched as much.
Yeah.
Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn from 2 years ago.
I will say personally, like, I love when there's chaos thrown into a bracket and mm-hmm. even deep into it. Those are the things that I love watching for in the tournaments, the things that you say that people don't. I'm watching for that. Yeah. I want to see a Loyola Chicago hanging around in the Final Four. I want to see Butler be introduced as a solid mid-major school that establishes a presence within the Elite Eight on a consistent basis. I want to see teams like that, that we don't know the names of, hanging around the Elite Eight, threatening for the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the NIT, the women's NIT, we looked at this morning. There are not a lot of UB
no.
in this, let alone a Purdue, Fort Wayne, and Cleveland State.
Mm-hmm.
So that means one of those two teams is going to make a finals appearance in the women's NIT.
Yeah,
and there's absolutely not a lot of those in the history either. I love the chaos. I love that kind of an underdog story. And just to tie it back in to the coach here and talking with her, I hope that it's UB that ends up playing for a championship, because you don't see many of those names hanging around at the end of it all.
No, and it's why I brought up to the hanging a banner, having a championship. I think that'd be huge. I think that would be massive. I think of programs like St. Bonaventure, who they made the Final Four in 1970 before the tournament kind of became the tournament. They weren't even seeding teams at that point yet, or to the modern sense that we see it. But that's still a banner you see in there, and I think it'd be the same thing for the women's program, who has had deep runs in the NCAA tournament, have done really well with the transition from Felicia Legat-Jack to, of course, Coach Becky Burke. And then and I loved your point too of not many teams, especially in college basketball. College football, you can win a bowl game and feel good.
College basketball, you can, like, the UB football team wins in the Bahamas, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, great.
I don't know if there's a better way to cap off your season other than being the national champion than that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like in college basketball, very rarely do you get teams that get to land on their feet at the end of it, brush themselves off, and say, we won our last game.
Yeah.
It is not a common thing.
Because even these 16 seeds that go out, win their conference tournament, maybe even win a first four game, and you're like, oh, this is great. Then they get blown out by a one seed. And that's the closing note on your season. Like, that can suck at times.
It's going to suck at times. Mm-hmm. There's accomplishments along the way, and you end up proud looking back. But if you play a game, if you have any sort of competitive juices in your DNA, and those athletes do, your last game played, possibly even for a senior ever, will be defeat. And that will hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We will know who UB faces later tonight. Again, Purdue, Fort Wayne, or Cleveland State. They play at 7 p.m. And I believe then that game, the Fab Four game, will be on Wednesday. Location yet to be determined. We are open up now the rest of the way. Do want to jump into some of the stuff Sal was talking about at the owners' meetings. A lot, too, on James Cook. I find the idea of franchise tagging and being brought up in a bean management with the Bills is super fascinating. We'll jump in on that. But if you want to join the conversation, 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.